Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
And we walk past great, wonderful fields of harvest where the devil had his people guarding it. And we thought, man, if I could just get that, and that belonged to us. Galatians chapter 6, God took me to this scripture, title of the sermon, Hey, That's My Harvest, and I want you to listen. And like I said, I'll get funny after a while, but let me do a little preaching first. Bible said in Galatians 6, verse 1, Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, and that's a great statement right there, restore such as one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, so fulfill the law of Christ, or the law of the anointed one. For if a man think himself to be something, when he's nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone. You ever rejoiced in yourself alone? Think about that. You ever looked in the mirror and went, Woo! Thank God I was born to this world. That's not arrogance. That's rejoicing in yourself. Sometimes I'll get up and go to the hotel bathroom mirror and I go, Jesse, therefore if any man be in Christ, that's you. He's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, boy. I put a behold on myself sometimes. That's rejoicing in myself. I remember when I was a kid, I wanted to weightlift. I always wanted to have big muscles, you know. I wanted to be an Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know. Every man, you know, you work out them weights, man. I mean, you work out them weights. And I, when I was dating Kathy, I'd pump up real good and just drive as fast as I could to her house and walk in like this. Remember that, Kathy? It never impressed her at all. I always wanted to get that little Cheerio in my arm. But it never did. It fell down here where the Cheerio was. You know, and that kind of stuff. Rejoicing in yourself. And some people say that's arrogance. We say it in Cajun language. That man think himself. Well, no, you can rejoice in yourself. You know, you've been put down. The whole world is designed. All marketing things are designed to put you down so you can buy their product. Oil of Olay. Mystical, magical body fluid. If you don't use this stuff, your face will look like a pepperoni pizza. So you go out and buy it. Sheer energy. And then women say, I got to get them things. Notice, they're saying if you don't have our product, then you're not what you should be. You notice that? See the deception in that. Crest fights cavities. How many of y'all been to the factory? How many of y'all have used Crest and had to go to the dentist? And it's a good toothpaste. I use it every morning myself. I use all kinds of stuff. In fact, Kathy asked me every morning. I don't know why she asked me that. Did you brush your teeth? She asked me that every morning. I said, yes. I've only been brushing it for 42 years. Yes. Is my breath bad? No. Why do you ask me if you brush your teeth? You want to know how bad it would get? She says, let me see your teeth. And I go, one day I'm going to eat me some spinach. You're going to say, let me see your teeth. I was supposed to preach instead of get funny. Get off of that. Okay, that's rejoicing in himself alone and not another. For every man, verse 5, shall bear his own burdens. Now notice Jesus starts talking about giving here in verse 6. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Now notice that text goes over into giving. Let him that is taught in the word communicate, or in other words, give unto them that teacheth in all good things. Now verse 7, God says, be not deceived. That's a very important statement. God is not mocked, for whatsoever, if you've got a pen, circle that word, underline it, put stars on it. That's the most important word in that verse. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. What you put in the ground is coming up. Makes no difference. The word whatsoever is very important. And Jesus is so excited giving this revelation to Paul that he says, well, let's just take, since we're talking about sowing and reaping and giving, he said, for he that soweth, verse 8, to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Notice that. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Now he's still dealing with whatsoever. Then he goes to verse 10. He goes back to giving. And we have therefore opportunity. Let us do good unto all men. The word men there is italicized. It means all people. Especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Verse 6 is talking about giving. Verse 10 is talking about giving. And God sandwiches all this sowing and reaping in the rest of those verses. For whatsoever a man soweth. Now, for years, I've been a giver. How many of you people, you've been a giver for years? Hold your hand up. Okay. And for years, I was out jogging, as I was saying, as I was running. And, you know, I like to speak in tongues when I pray because your body starts rebelling on you, you know, when you're jogging. After about 4 miles, your body says, hey, fool, look at your head. It's white. You want to kill us out here? You know, that kind of stuff. And you say, shut up. You're going to do what I told you to do. I'll tell you to do. That Cajun's, you know, mixes it up sometimes. So I was out jogging, and the Lord said, I want to deal with you about your finances, Jesse. I want to deal with you about your giving. And I thought, oh, Lord, I guess I didn't give. Did I miss God? Well, I should have done something. What? He said, you know, what you sow is what you reap. He said, you know, you've always had everything met. Your needs have always been met. And I said, that's right. He said, but are you at the point in your life where you cannot receive any more blessing? I said, no. Then I got to thinking. He said, let me tell you something, Jesse. For years, you've never named your seed. You got a good heart, but you don't have a lot of sense. Be not deceived. He starts that off. And for centuries, we have been deceived in our own giving. And we've walked past great, wonderful fields of harvest where the devil had his people guarding it. And we thought, man, if I could just get that, and that belonged to us. Because we never named our seed. And if you don't name your seed, how you gonna know your harvest? How you gonna know what belongs to you? Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, whatsoever. Now, what does whatsoever mean to you people in California? Whatsoever, you people watching my television, what does whatsoever mean to you? Think about it. Think. God's opened this thing wide. Don't be deceived. Don't mock God. Listen to me. He says, name your seed. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So whatsoever encompasses all human activity in life. All human activity in life. If you don't know what kind of seed you're sowing, you will not know what kind of harvest. Now, I've been a tither for a long time. The day I got saved, remember that, Kathy? I got saved on a Saturday night in Boston, Massachusetts. I mean, a freak. I had to go do a rock show by Sly and the Family. I was doing opening up the rock show with feeling getting stronger. But you're doing that rock boy. What's the words? I done forgot the words now. Down, launch, down, launch. And then you coming out there, and them girls, woo! And you just get down with your bad self. That has happened. And I just got saved. The next morning I went to a church, I became a tither. I walked into this church, I said, here's some money, $8,000. The pastor went, oh, is he an angel? Does an angel look, does he wear Levi's and embroidering head on the hill? That's what I looked like in those days. So what I'm saying is, I immediately became a, because I wanted to do what God did. And the first thing that came up was giving. Because his nature is to give, for God so loved the world that he gave. I picked that up immediately because I picked up his nature. Giver. You understand? Now watch this. Be not deceived. God's not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. If you don't name the seed, you'll lose it. I began to look at the tithing scriptures, and I heard it every Sunday. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse that they may be meat in mine house. Prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. Boy, to get excited. If I not open up the windows of heaven and pull ye out a blessing that you shall not be able to receive it. How many of you have heard that verse at least a million times? So, man, I'd open my wallet. I said, I'm going to give some money. glory to God. Should have went to the drugstore and took care of that rasp. All right. Got to get off the funny stuff. Listen. All right. This anointing hits me when I get up. I'm not a funny person. I'm really not. I had a lady tell me that to tape it. You remind me of Clark Kent. When you're standing there, you're a mild-mannered man. But when you hit the platform, faster than a speeding bullet, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound, more powerful than a locomotive. Up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. Now it's Jesse. All right. Now, where was I? Okay, tithing. So I shred that scripture and I was blessed. And how many of y'all are tithers? Hold your hand up. Okay, listen. God said you should not have room enough to receive it. If you're a tither, hold your hand up. Now, how many of y'all got room to receive? Same people. I didn't lose a hand. There was one woman went. All right. Why? That should not be. That should not, because God's word will not return void. Then I realize what tithing does is it meets all the general operating expenses of a church of what it takes for it to operate. Pay salaries, light bills, and if it has a mortgage on it, whatever. Notice what you got back from all those years of tithing, because you brought meat to God's house and meat took care of all the necessities of God's house. You got back the necessities of your house, right? Right. In other words, you know, was able to make your bills, but that house note come due every 30 days, that car note come due every 30 days. How do you get out of debt? How we break the chain from the world? And yet they said, give tithe and offerings. So we knew this is our tithe. We named it, and because it brought meat to God's house, it brought meat to our house. But when we took our offering, we just throwed it in there. Right? And I promise you, you lost it before you got out the door. Because every 30 days, that house note was looking at you. Now, your tithing was meeting everything you needed. But you want to get out of debt. You want to get your check and say, I don't know what to do with this. See? So the Lord began to deal with me. He said, for years, Jesse, you've been a giver. And I'd enjoy our ministry. Can I say that, Lord? Yeah. When did I go? I've only went to one Kenneth Hagin convention. What year that was? 83, 84. The Lord dealt with me. I was sitting there. And I said, Lord, I don't know this man. I had stopped by. That was the most expensive pit stop I ever made in my life. I said, well, I've heard about this man, because, you know, he does his fingers like this. The word of God says, don't you see? And, you know, you get to look at him, you're going, boy, after a while, you find yourself doing this. You know, power suggestion. So I said, Lord, what do you want me to give? He said, I want you to give $10,000. Wait. I leaned over to the guy next to him. I said, did you say anything? He said, no. I said, are you sure? He said, and I noticed sweat was coming off of his cheeks. I said, you don't feel good? He said, the Lord just told me to give $10,000. I said, I heard it. That must be your message. That's not mine. Yeah, I heard it too, but I said, get out of here, man. And the Lord said, I told you too. And I said, God, wait. I don't want to say this too loud so nobody hear me. Listen, God, what, Jesse? That's all I got. He said, that's all I asked for. I never forget that. And I did. And I'll never forget, there was a white-headed guy picking up the offering. I think his name was Norval. He said, if you give $10,000, you come up and shake his hand. I ain't shaking his hand $10,000, bless God. I'd rather take my $10,000, put it in this hand, and shake my own hand. You know? Praise God. Watch this. Now watch. I lost that $10,000, ladies and gentlemen. What do you mean you lost the $10,000? Oh, God bless me because I was a tither. I didn't lose it in a sense like, you know, that I was in, I didn't get my return. That devil stole my money. And I wasn't 3 or 4 months later, I saw harvests everywhere. And I thought, God, this is what I need for my ministry. But the devil was standing with his guards saying, that's not yours. This is the wealth of the wicked. You are the just. never named the seed. I didn't know that was my harvest. When I was out jogging, I went, hey, that's my harvest. But if I didn't know what I put in the ground, how am I going to know when it comes back 30, 60, 100-fold that it's mine? Now watch this. That's because we never named seed. Many of you have done the same thing. I don't care if it's 2 cents. You give your kid $3, $2 a quarter. Say, put this in the Sunday school offering. Ask him what he's believing for. What are you believing for? What are you believing for? I promise you. Now, this is not dealing with your tithe. Now, if you take this seed out of your tithe, you ain't going to make it till the end of the month. Because then you're taking meat out of your house. See, because you name that for God's meat in his house, that brings meat in your house. You take that out, and you're going to run out of money about the 25th. Y'all know what I'm talking about. People say, well, that's the day I run out of money. Now, watch this. If you don't know what kind of seed you're sowing, you will not know what kind of harvest is yours. So I used to think, those guys just want me to give because they need their budget. Well, that's true. But I made up my mind. If you don't get your check on Friday, you're going to talk about money too. It takes money to operate. But then I began to realize that even in my giving, I wasn't giving the way God really, or I didn't understand it. See, giving or sowing should be regarded as an act of worship. It should be, you motivated by love to give. This is true. Christmas is my favorite time of the year. Brother, I tell Kathy, stay home. I'm going to the mall. I'll see you when I get back. Man, I hit that mall. My God, I got boxes. I'm walking like stuff. And I bless people. I hate to wait in line to get things wrapped. So I told this little black girl, she was wrapping my, I said, if you wrap me now, you shall be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going out. She went, ooh, amen. She is a Christian. So she wrapped my box, cost me $5, and I blessed, and I gave her $50. Why not? It's Christmas. I said, I am believing for this. Pray that my wife hears so I can get my gift. This is my seed. I gave her $50. She went, huh? Huh? It was a man sitting there. He said, I'll wrap it for $22. I said, no. The Lord told me to bless her, so I did. Giving or sowing should be regarded as an act of worship. You're motivated by love to give. Now, I like, and I come, and Kathy goes, what is it? The woman loves presents. So I wrap them in 2 or 3 boxes because they punch holes in the first ones, you know. And they shake. And she says, you want me to open up one? No, no, we'll do it Christmas. How about, you want to open just one? No, no, we'll just one. It's okay. Listen, I'll be excited Christmas morning. I said, no, I want you to wait. Oh, we don't want to wait. Just one. So I have to buy 3 or 4, 5 or 6 or 7 of them little ones, you know. Going up to the big one. And that one has, the big one has to be at somebody's house. So they don't know about it. Then you bring it in late at night on Christmas Eve. What you say? Sowing should be regarded as an act of worship. If you don't name your seed, I promise you the devil will see it. Sister Gloria has been talking about the sower soweth the word and Satan come immediately. Why? He can see it. See, we didn't sow our seed. We throwed our seed. I promise you, I take a handful of seed, go out in front of the Anaheim Convention Center, throw it out there. Every bird in California will know about it. Why? Because they can see it. They go, harvest time. How many birds are flying over this place? This is a faith convention. There's going to be a lot of seed out here. You understand what I'm saying? Now watch this. Be not deceived. God is not. God is very interested in you being out of debt. Because when he pulled the nation of Egypt out, and set him free. He said, take my money. Get my money. Be not deceived. He's not letting the devil keep his money. Because they owed the nation of Israel 400 years of labor. God said, get my money. Bring it out with you. God knew that seed. He said, that's my harvest, 400. I want it. And he put them on a desert where they couldn't spend it. Isn't that amazing? and women didn't buy shoes for 40 years. Ain't that a miracle of God? That's a miracle of God. Kathy, I walk by a shoe store and go, whoo, whoo. I said, my God, I wish I got her that excited. One day I'ma just wrap myself in a shoebox. That woman loves shoes, man. Into shoes. Watch this. So sowing should be regarded as an act of worship. You're motivated by love to give. So let me just bless you. Let me just reach out to you. I just want to bless you. See, that's love. That's what God the Father was saying. Hey, I want to bless the world. What's the best thing I can give Jesse? Ah, Jesus. Salvation is free to you today, but it definitely isn't cheap. It cost Jesus Christ his life. Think about that. So God was thinking to bless me. What can he was motivated by love, and he named his seed. He said, this is my son in whom I am well pleased, and because he is my son, you shall be my sons. Notice that. Harvest. If your giving is not motivated by love, then you're not giving according to the way God tells you to give. Now, the Bible says this, and I'm going to ask you a question. It says, every man according as he purposed in his heart. Notice that's done before you get to the believer convention. So let him give. Now, how many people actually prayed, put their face before God and sought and say, Lord, what do you want me to do in the area of finance for this convention? Hold your hand up if you did that. I would say not even 0.5% of the crowd. Do you understand? We got to follow the word of God letter by letter. Line upon line, precept upon precept.
Do you wholly follow the Lord? We have a great product offer this month titled The Consequences of Wholly Following the Lord. You know, it's possible to be truly His, but not wholly His. It's about having a constant sense of God throughout every area of your life. This message will help you and lead you to a blessed life in Jesus Christ. Go to jdm.org and order it today. You will be blessed.
Are you ready to revive your spiritual life? My book, The Power of Prayer, is loaded with personal stories and biblically based principles that will equip you to start enjoying the abundant life Jesus died to give to you. You can tap into a clear line of communication with God that will reveal His plan for your life. Never underestimate the power of your faith-filled prayers to unlock the gates of heaven and provide for your victory. The Power of Prayer. Order your copy at jdm.org.
Thank you for joining me today for this message. Hey, that's my harvest. I preached that many, many years ago in the early 90s, and it went global, completely all over the world. Let me ask you something. Are you motivated by love when you give? Or does somebody move you by financial pulls? Do you name your seed when you sow? Because see, if you don't know what you're sowing, you don't know your harvest. If you don't name your seed, how are you going to know your harvest? And that's such a simple thing, but it's very profound in that God wants to bless you, not sometime, all the time, in the city, in the field, going in. You can't pick a place that God don't want to bless you. Whew, this is a good sermon. There's a lot more to this message that I know will bless you. You can view the entire teaching on our free JDM app. I hope you like those things. It's such a blessing of the Lord, and I mean that sincerely. Name your seed. How I got that was the most wonderful thing. You know, I was just out jogging, and the Lord said, hey, I was saying, Lord, why am I not receiving? And he said, because you hadn't named your seed. What? And then this statement came in my mind, hey, that's my harvest. Boy, I took off running as fast as I could. And I write things down when I sow, and I said, my God, I started naming seed, and the harvest started flowing. Let me talk a little bit about this today. It started flowing and flowing and flowing, and it's flowing even till, it's going to flow tomorrow, even though I'm saying it today. Calling those things that be not as though they were. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Our product offer, Kathy's book, The Power of Prayer. Oh, this thing is phenomenal. How do you get it? Go to jdm.org. Get your copy today. It will bless you. Partners, thank you for all that you've done for this ministry. Your faithful financial support is so greatly appreciated. When I see it, I see people getting born again, healed, saved, touched, And you know what? I named that seed for more souls into the kingdom. Man, I'm running out of time. I was supposed to answer a question. I just got to going. Praise the Lord. What a blessing of God. I tell you, I just enjoy the word of the living God. I want you to be blessed fully, spiritually, physically, financially. And if you do that, you'll be shouting, hey, that's my harvest. Hope you enjoyed it today. Go to the free JDM app and see the whole thing, okay? Until next week, God bless you. See you. Bye-bye.
Jesse Duplantis Ministries is literally circling the globe using every available voice. What would that be? That would be television, radio, printed page, internet, DVDs, CDs, books, whatever it takes to preach the gospel. Can you see it? Hey, can you see it? I can just see it. I can see the gospel going all over the world to every person. Every year, the souls adding up, people getting healed, lives being changed and delivered. Is that impossible? No. God thinks we can do that. Everything you see here at Jesse Duplantis Ministries was impossible, and everything we are going to do is impossible. But yet the Lord said, if you believe it, I'll do it. We are believing the unbelievable and receiving the impossible to simply reach people and change lives.
Join us as we celebrate the anniversary of Covenant Church. Sunday, September 21st at 10 a.m. JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana. Come and rejoice with us. We'll see you there.
I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Create your world and walk in it. See, once you understand your destiny, your destination, and all the things that go with it, it is no problem. You can, I can, we can, because He can. And you will walk here just like as if you'd be in heaven.
You got to understand Christ in you. The hope of glory, glory to God. So that's believing the unbelievable. And most people think of unbelievable things in terms of things. How about this? Coming boldly to the throne of grace without no shame. How about just walking in and go, hello, Jesus? He say, hi, Jesse.
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse Duplantis Ministries, go to jdm.org.